Enterprises to order. All right. So it takes me a minute to move my mouse to the appropriate place to punch the button to get it out of the way. I'm a little slow. All right. In that case, we'll go ahead and get started. We've got the consent items, the minutes from the meeting of 10/26/23. Unless there's any additions or edits, I would entertain a motion to approve them.
So moved.
All right.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right. Citizens forum. All right. Information exchange. Since there are no citizens to jump in. Hey, here we go. Speaking of what, who our council liaison would be, I see Zola is signing on right now. We'll give it just a second then. All right. In that case, we'll go ahead and we'll go to Christelle for the executive director's report.
Ah, good evening. Thank you so much. One second, let me just share my screen. Can you see my screen?
Got it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. All right, so for the activities during the month of October 2023, Parkside Landing monthly property management call were held. We still have a weekly call with team regarding Scarborough Square low income housing tax credit application submission, the annual plan, the MTW supplement, and the resident meeting were held on Tuesday, October 3rd, 23, and the public hearing was held on Wednesday, October 4th, 23. The annual plan and MTW supplement were submitted to HUD. REIP site visit and the LIHTC compliance file review by the State of Maryland DCHD was conducted on October 3rd, 23. There were no file compliance findings, so that was a great news.
That's good.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Hatfield site visit was held on October 6th, 16, 2023. And then now we can move to our financial management reports.
Hey,
So
when
far.
real quick, when HUD does their field site visit, what does that encompass? What does that do? They visit the office and
Since we had a new director, so she just came to visit and introduce herself to the team and then see how we're doing. So that was basically the main visit for October 16th. But most of
okay.
the time, like previous year, yes, they will still come and see how we're doing, if there's anything that they can help us in terms of funding, of any issues, a question, or concern. And then they will visit the site, which we went to Davis Call scatter site, so she can see a little bit, our properties. So yes, so that was the main reason of the visit on October 16th.
Okay.
All right, so
On.
financial. So for housing choice voucher program, the net restricted asset for the month ending 23 is a negative 23,448. Year to date is a negative 23,448. Just wanted to remind, it's a new fiscal year, October 2023. So that's why the year to date and the month ending the same amount.
Yeah.
The unrestricted net asset for the month ending 23 is a positive 40,399 and 3 cents. Year to date is a positive 40,399 and 3 cents. Mainstream net restricted asset for the month ending 23 is a negative 616. Year to date is a negative 616. Unrestricted net asset for the month ending 23, October 23, is a positive 4,305 and 42. The year to date is a positive 4,305 and 42 cents. MAD/REAP program, the cash flow for the month of October 23 is a positive 686. Year to date is a positive 686. Now for public housing, the net income for public housing cash flow for the month ending October 23 indicate a positive of 50,390.79 cents, and the year to date is a positive 50,390.79. We did receive a CDBG reimbursement, and we completed the CDBG project. So
Okay,
that's the
perfect.
reason for the 50,000.
Okay.
Our IHE property scattered 29 units. The cash flow for the month ending October 23 indicated a positive of 15,046.07. The year to date is a positive 129,825.72. Our rep 156 low income housing tax credit units. The net income for the month of October 23 is a positive 16,834.54. The year to date is a positive 34,492.51. RHEP are four affordable units. The cash flow statement for the month ending October 23 indicates a positive of 2,753.48. Year to date is a positive 17,837.74. RHE Corporation, there was no activity for this entity during the month of October 23. RHE Dev, the cash flow for the month ending October 23 indicated a positive of 1,451,673. And this is due to the debt fee from PNC for Parkside Lending. I believe we received
Oh.
like 1.4. Yes. So we had to transfer that from a public housing restricted account to our unrestricted dev account. So that's the reason why we have that large amount into that dev account. So our year to date net income is a positive 1,451,673. RHE Parkside Lending, the cash flow statement for the month ending October 23 indicated a positive of 159,598.15. Year to date net income is a positive 1,798,746.37. RHE Scarborough Square, the cash flow statement for the month ending October 23 indicated negative 119,859.26, which is due to Washington Gas, several turnover, building repairs, and plumbing invoices. Year to date net income is a positive 276,369.95. Any question regarding our financial for the month of October?
Yeah, regarding the developer fee that was earned for Parkside, obviously that's very welcome inflow of funds. It was anticipated, and it's a good thing, it did happen. Where will those funds, where will we park those funds, and what would be the primary uses of funds from the development account?
So we will park that form into that account, which is an unrestricted bank account. And we will definitely use that also for Scarborough Square, refinancing, project that we have to pay, like the P&A, any studies for the
Sure.
moment.
Okay. But it's essentially cash that we have available to us for development and for other purposes, deficits, or whatever elsewhere. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
All right. Now, can we use those funds if needed to cover shortfalls in HUD focused operation? You understand? You understand what I'm asking you?
Yes, I understand. I know usually when we have a shortfall, we go to HUD and then dig into our reserve.
Right.
And we do have a balance into our reserve if we really needed to. We have about like 500 or 600, so yes.
So you'd probably want to preserve these unrestricted funds as much as possible, because it would allow it doesn't have the federal characteristics of it.
Say that again. We want to preserve it, and what else?
Right. We want to preserve these funds because they're unrestricted, doesn't have the federal characteristics of it.
Right.
So it's some, I think I would imagine that RHE would want to preserve these and not use them on HUD shortfalls if they can
Possibly avoid it.
I
Think
agree
would
with
make
that. I mean, I was thinking of it as kind of a last resort, and sometimes I know particularly on the housing choice vouchers, we fall behind.
We always catch up.
And the funds that we get from HUD. Yeah, we do catch up. But I mean, there was one point not too long ago where I believe that because of the shortfall in the housing choice voucher funding that we have, correct me if I'm wrong, Christelle, but was there some late payments that went out to the landlords?
No.
Okay.
It was the port-ins.
The port-ins, right. Okay.
Yes. Was porting, yes. And then porting, we don't really have any control because it's the other PHA that's supposed to send us the fund, and then we pay on behalf of the PHA to the landlord.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess my bottom line thought is on this is that it took a long time, a tremendous amount of effort on behalf of a lot of people for us to ultimately earn this fee. And we just really need to utilize it to the best optimal purpose.
Yeah.
Yes. So if we need any cash in for, you know, to pay the HAP payment, we will definitely go to HUD and then we would just use it our reserve to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
And HUD doesn't count that against any of our payments for any of the other programs either. So it sits there nice and ready to be utilized as part of the Scarborough refinance, I think is a first priority with that. And then after we go through that and we get that developer fee, we can figure out what's next. We don't find anything between then and now, we feel like, you know, doing a roof or fire drill. So,
okay.
Yes,
that's just how I'm going to imagine it from now on.
Well, I would imagine that in the months ahead, we probably will have to feed Scarborough a little bit. I hope.
Yeah. So the Scarborough was that this is a Scarborough's fiscal is October to October as well, or is it year end?
No, it's December. It's calendar.
It's December coming up. So, okay. So the 256 is for total year to date is we're ahead, but that's not, we do have some work on Scarborough that needs to be.
Well, done. Yeah, but there was after we bought the property, there was that, infusion of $400,000+ that came in from the prior owner. So, we're chipping away at that at a pretty good pace right now. But I mean, the property's in transition. We realize that. So,
Okay,
all right. Thanks, Christelle.
You're welcome.
To be continued, Lily. Let's keep an eye on that. All right. What's next?
All right. So, the asset management report. So, the public housing occupancy, 95% for the month ending October for vacancies. And our team is currently working very hard to lease up those vacancies. We're pulling from the waiting list. And it can be a little bit challenging because we have to make sure that they are eligible. But we're working very hard on that. Rent collection percentage is 104.
Mm-hmm.
ITP, PBV, scatter side, 100% occupancy. The rent collection is 98%. Rep 1, 94% occupancy. Rent collection 110. RITP, 4 units, 100% occupancy. Rent collection 108. RIT Scarborough Square, 93% occupancy. Rent collection percentage is 75%. And then a fireside, 93% occupancy.
Hey, Christelle, just a quick question. Is the waiting list still open? I can't remember.
Yes.
It is open. Is it open indefinitely now? Or?
As of right now, it's open. Okay. We have not decided when it's going to close, but it is open for all properties.
Okay.
But we're still sitting on a waiting list of about, what do we have now, about 1,200?
We have, last time that I checked, that was on Tuesday, we have about 1,600 for all.
Okay.
And we're still, you know, purging because, you know, we have to make sure that they are eligible they meet our eligibility requirement.
Gotcha.
But I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Thank you.
No, thank you. You're welcome. So for work order for the month of October, we had 90 work order in October. And here's the breakdown. 28 for David, 8 Rep 1, 1 RHEP, 47 for Scatterside, and 6 for, for Scarborough Square, and then 6 for Scatterside. So a total of 90. So our maintenance team continue to do, you know, pest control. So they did 158 preventive pest control appointment for Davis Call in Scarborough Square. Rep 1, Scatterside, and RGP property received pest control service as needed. Scarborough Square is currently on a weekly pest control schedule. 120 units were scheduled for pest control service during October. Davis Call is currently on a bi-weekly pest control schedule. 38 units were scheduled for pest control service during October. But we do encourage, you know, our client whenever if they need it, they just, you know, report it. And then we would definitely, you know, schedule that for them. Our HQS, 52 HQS inspection, with third party landlords in October. Vacancy, so 4 moving and then 2 move out in October throughout all our properties. For our housing choice program management reports, ACV program voucher unit lease for the month ending October 2023 was 82.67%, and calendar year to date was 82.67%. Again, this is a new fiscal year. So our ACV program budget utilization for the month ending October 23 was 105, and calendar year to date was 105. 50 unit mentoring program for which fund are allocated dollar per dollar based on utilization is 100%.
Hey, Christelle, mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Mayor Ashton is waiting. Can you let her in?
Yeah,
I guess she's been waiting for a while.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Let me just put Winston as my co-host.
Sorry.
No. Thank you.
No. Thank you for letting us know.
Yes.
Why is it not there?
All right. So our 5 mod rehabilitation single room occupancy program for which funds are allocated dollar per dollar based on utilization is 100% leased for the month of October 23. Our VASH program, 10 voucher, but right now it's 60% leased up. We're still having bi-weekly meeting with the department, the veteran department to get more referral. We're still working with them. But right now we have 6 out of 10. So our foster youth report, RTR received 34 referral from Montgomery County Child Welfare. RIT has been awarded 20 foster youth into independence voucher. RIT has issued 20 vouchers, 16 youth has leased, 1 put out, 3 are still searching, and then 2 are currently on the waiting list. So our PACs are lending for report for the month of October. PNC are funding the balance of the equity installment, including the balance of the paid developer fee to the partnership. We are referring to the 1.4 million. So look ahead, IHT conducts monthly transition progress coordination call with WIN management, ongoing coordination with the management team to maintain both economic, physical vacancy goal for stabilization and conversion. So for our Scarborough Square report for the month of October 23, the developer team submitted the 4% low-income housing tax credit application on November 15, 23. The following estimated timeline for 4% LIHTC process follow. May, June, and July 23, Building Consultant Incorporated was engaged to property condition assessment consultant to prepare the renovation scope of work. BMF was engaged as an architect of record. The contract includes MEP structural engineer to develop construction drawing. BCF is qualified as an architect of record under CDA guidelines to earn maximum point under this category. ECF Mid-Atlantic LLC was engaged to the environmental consultant to prepare phase 1 environmental site assessment containing material and radon. Novogradic and Company LLP was engaged to prepare a market study and appraisal. Energy Gresco Solution was engaged to environmental sustainability and energy efficiency consulting firm to do comprehensive energy audits and to obtain maximum energy saving. So during the month of September and October, we engaged Pozzotto Construction Company as a general contractor. engaged Grady Management, Inc. as a property management firm. We submitted a 4% LIHTC application. We submitted a rental housing partnership program application. To look ahead for January and February 2024, the architect will submit building permit drawing to the ownership, and the ownership will submit building permit application to the City of Rockville. We submitted combined viability commitment submission package. So what to look for the month of June and July 24, issuance of building permit, and then the architect will issue the construction document sets. And November 2024, we estimated closing. So the PNA physical need assessment consultant inspected the property and issued a draft PNA report. So the report was shared with BFM architects to develop the scope of work for the renovation. BFM inspected and measured the apartment, the townhome units, and community space. Additionally, they identified the Uniform Federal Accessibility Standard, UFSA units. Approved Rosetto Construction Company as a general contractor and Grady Management as property management firm. Their first staff submitted the 4% LIHTC application on November 15, 2023 to DHCD. Right. So for FSS reports for the month ending October 23, 26 active public housing, 5 progress reports, 47 active ACV, and then 4 homeowners. Resident opportunity and self-sufficiency service detailed report for the month ending October 23, 50 public housing participants, and then 3 progress reports completed. Meeting five school score fundamental presented by Freddie Mac and Diversified Network, community events and activities, youth after school program, truck or treat, client service detail report for the month ending October 23, service provided, holiday giving referral for Thanksgiving and Christmas, code giving referral from Montgomery County Police, Nando's Peri Peri Thanksgiving referral, financial emergency assistance. Youth bill service detail for the month of October 23, RHE youth bill program meeting, WorkSource Montgomery Mobile Job Center, meeting at our house, group home for boys. And we still have a bi-weekly VASH meeting to get more referral to meet at 10, to provide 10 voucher to the clients. Right. And that will conclude the executive director report.
All right. Thank you. Anybody have any questions? Any other questions for the executive director report?
No.
All right. Now, then before we'll move on to the City of Rockville report, I just wanted to welcome some new faces and not so new faces in Mayor Ashton and Councilmember Zola Shaw, who have joined us. So welcome and thank you. And take us away as mayor. Take it away, Esme.
Great. Thank you. So just a few things. First, I want to start with Craig Simoneau is now the acting city manager. The mayor and council will be conducting a national search for the next city manager. The budget process has started. We had the first public hearing last Monday. The survey is online. Again, as I say, every budget season, we recommend, advise, suggest that RHE as an agency completes the survey. And also residents, for those of you who are residents of the city, we encourage you to complete the survey as well. This is your opportunity to tell your mayor and council on what the budget priorities should be. As you all know, we have a new body, an expanded mayor and council. There are now six council members and mayor. We had an orientation for the new body a few weeks ago. The body was inaugurated on the 19th. And the first meeting was last Monday. This coming Monday, They will be voting, authorizing the city manager to submit the FY 2025 or year 50 of the CDBG application. REHE submitted its application. Your application is one of the applications that will be recommended to the mayor and council. Relatedly, sometime in January or February, the year 49, which is year 24, fiscal year 24, the contract, we just received the, well, a few weeks ago, we received the contract for the budget, I mean, for the grant a few weeks ago. We are reviewing the document. Once we review it, we provide our red line version to the county. And then we go through the whole process of getting a final executable document. Once we get that from the county, we'll then take that to the mayor and council, who will then authorize the city manager to execute the agreement. Simultaneously, we'll be working on the sub-grantees contracts, in which REHE is one of those sub-grantees. So we plan to complete all of that, hopefully by February. It's a lengthy process because there are a lot of people involved on the county side and the city side. But the goal is to hopefully issue an NTP sometime in February, March, so that the job can be completed. So it's a 12-month period that in which the jobs have to be completed. Mm-hmm. We're, again, related to CDBG, we are also closing out the year 48. So we're always working on three grant years. We're closing one out, we're starting one, and then we're submitting for a new year. So thank you, REHE team, for timely expenditures and timely submission of the documents of the invoices. We'll be closing that out hopefully over the next few weeks. So completely close out year 48, start year 49, and then next fall we'll get the funding allocation for year 50. So the pilot, the Scarborough pilot, our deputy finance director is diligently working on that to get that squared away. There's just been back and forth with the county. But she has shared with me that the county has committed to not charging late fees. So she's working with them to get that resolved. And hopefully it'll get resolved soon. Just one last item. This is, related to the Scarborough, community, the College Garden School. As some of you know, we've been interacting with the school. Some of you guys have also been interacting with the school. There's some familial issues in the community that we're trying to work through. So we will be hosting a informational exchange, like not a work session, but informational exchange, fair, where residents, will be, informed, shared information on all the services that are available in the city through the county and state, and services, you know, food insecurities, financial assistance, counseling. So hopefully, the families will be informed, and will be able to reach out and seek assistance as needed. REHE will be part of that. We would like for you guys to be part of it, of course. We don't have a date yet, but we'll probably be coordinating that sometime in January. And it's going to include, HCD and the city department, Parks and Rec, REHE, of course, and then, possibly some other, service providers, maybe the food distributors, and just other related, service providers that we may be able to get to participate. Mm-hmm. We're planning to host it in either, at College Gardens Elementary. The school staff has been very helpful. They're eager to help the families and eager to participate. So it'll either be there or at the community center at Scarborough, even though I don't know that the community center on site is big enough, but we'll keep you guys informed on the logistics. Okay. That's all I have. Any questions?
Nothing. Tasha, I assume, knows about all that and's got that all squared away with the services part.
Yes, we're We're coordinating with the REG staff. Yeah.
Okay, great. Then then I won't get in the way of that being done. They're more capable to do it than I think about. All right, then I can talk about it. All right. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Anything else from our I was just about to ask. Mayor Ashton, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good to be a part of the evening meeting. And Christelle, thank you so much for all you've been doing while Jessica was out. I just wanted to acknowledge you stepping up, and I really appreciate it. I wanted to check. I know that in the past, there was discussion about getting more ongoing wraparound services for Scarborough. I love the fair idea, but there may need to be just more regular touch bases given the complexity of some of the issues that we're hearing about, as well as obviously a big thing for services and getting people connected is trust as well. So I just, you know, it may not happen all in the first interaction. So I just wanted to see, do we have a partner that is engaged with us? I know, you know, David Scald, so what else has been a really good partner, but do we have that identified for Scarborough yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Yeah, and I actually Go ahead.
There was supposed to be a meeting scheduled by next week to try to identify any partner, but not as of now.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that you've been getting, you know, like the sea legs from all the, you know, setting up the property and all that's been there. So I just wanted to note that I have personally walked that community and spoken to residents as part of just my outreach. And I do know that there's a high level of complexity of issues just personally. So I just wanted to flag that for the board to, you know, that is something that's really important. Right. Housing is important, and then helping them get a leg up is important as well.
That's good.
All right. Thank you. Anything else before we jump to the next step?
Just the I did put the link to the budget survey. If we have flyers, I don't know. Do you guys ever flyer the community, or is there a way to put that budget survey in a newsletter that you would send to residents?
We do send a news. Yes, we can definitely do that. Tasha usually send a newsletter. So I will just copy and paste and then email it to her and make sure that it will be done by Friday.
Thank you so much. So the average income of the respondent on the budget survey so far has a household income of $200,000. That does not reflect the whole city. And we want to make sure we're hearing from all diverse voices. So
that may be a touch high.
I want to rate.
I want to rate. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And with anything else, we'll move on to our next action and discussion items. Christelle, do we want to do the Christmas bonus and then we'll roll through the rest of the, does that sound good? All right. Then in that case, the Christmas bonus issue.
Yes. So as we wanted to present to the board, like every year we do provide a Christmas bonus to all the employees for all their hard work. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted the board to approve again for this year the amount. It is $500. We just wanted to just say thank you to all our employees for all the hard work and to enjoy the holiday season.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any questions or concerns on that? All right.
No.
Absolutely. Entertain a motion.
The Christmas bonus aggregate amount of $8,500.
Second.
All right. Then moved in second to approve the holiday bonus. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We'll vote aye. All right. Easy one. And then the office expansion, Christelle?
Yes. Let me just share my screen.
All right.
All right. So last Friday, James came to the office and was able to see the suite that we wanted to, the new office that we're trying to expand. So the plan is to combine both suites, suite 203 and 206. And have one suite, which would be 202. And the reason why we're trying to combine because of this space is very large, and that will give us an additional of 12 office space. And then the other reason is the fact that with the new youth build grant that we received, there is a need to have a conference room so we can accommodate our students for the GED classes and any other activities that they need. And that switch would definitely help us to meet, you know, the need and then the goal for RHE. I presented to the board the comparisons in terms of the square feet and also the amount. So for suite 203, currently we have 13 offices. And then the total monthly amount is $8,868.24. We have two training rooms. Suite 206, which is resident department, where Tasha and her team usually, you know, are there and then helping out our residents. It is about like 2,282 total square feet. It has six offices, and then the total monthly amount is $4,214.10. So if we try to combine both together right now, so the total square feet is 6,878. And with 19 offices, and the total amount is $13,082.34. So this is currently how much we are paying for both suites. So the new proposal for suite 202, the square footage is about 11,628, which is definitely close to double. The total office would be 31, three conference training rooms for a total monthly amount of 18,082. Initially, it was 22,000. I tried to, you know, to negotiate a little bit, and we were able to lower it down to 18,000, which would make like a difference of like 5,000. And I kind of explained that where that difference, how we can pay that. For the youth bill program, there was a 23% allocation for that. So the monthly amount would be 1,185, and then the remaining balance of 3,814 will be spread out across the other RIT program budgets. So here's a proposal for the new office. I mean, James can maybe, you know, tell you a little bit how the office, the new suite look like. It's very new. So James, if you wanted to share a little bit your thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. So I got to go over and take a look at him. It's the suite, for those that have been to the RIT offices in the building, it's the suite just to the left as you're looking at the door coming in. It used to be the I think it was it the Choctaw, the their offices and their housing association, but it's much larger. We're covering a lot of it with we're covering a decent chunk of it with the youth build funds. The build out I think will be really nice. It will have a considerable amount more office space, and all and everybody from the staff will be in the same suite together and not, you know, separated off from each other. And it's got a very nice setup. It's going to have a lot of space. We can grow in there, and then we can accommodate the youth build and any other grants that we get in the future for residents and then folks like that. So I think it's a good idea. I like it. I think we're looking sometime in the spring. I think once we solidify everything and get the build out, I will with our city of Rockville partners here, just indicate that when the permits come in for the build out for this, we'd appreciate you taking an expeditious look at them and helping us move it along. But I think it's a good plan. I think it's a good move for us. That building is nice. That location is still pretty good, and they've been pretty well. And I think it's a good price, and we're getting a lot for a little bit of extra funding per year. So I'm honestly fully in support of it. We went over there yesterday and took a look at it. Marishan.
Thank you. It sounds exciting. I have two questions for you. Do you know it, how many years is the youth build, and is that something, because, you know, obviously once you commit to a space, it's for multiple years probably. But does the youth build grant last a number of years of the lease?
It is for 3 years, and then we are going to reapply. And we are confident that we will get it again, because we got it the first time, and the team is working very hard to meet all the requirements, and if we reapply, there is a very high possibility to get it, to have it again.
Yeah, and I think youth build. Oh, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say, what is the cost per square foot? I was just going to note that RHE could work with Ready if you do need, but they actually helped Interfaith Works get a really good deal. So I just wanted to flag that they have a lot of information on cost per square foot and the kind of office space people need and have helped negotiate in the past. I just wanted to share that as a resource. And that's Rockville Economic Development, Inc. They have helped nonprofits.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Right now, it's $22.82, but since we kind of negotiated, it's going to be about like $18.19. But if you look at around for commercial, it's about like $32. So I think we have a pretty good deal. And, with the relationship that we had with the property management.
I think they're looking pretty to retain their existing tenants. It's a tight market right now.
Yeah, it's quality office space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we're, you know, looking back on where we were before,
for and sure,
where we are now to be in a position to expand and at a reduced per square footage rent. That's, I think that's commendable that you were able to negotiate that.
And I should add, it's the fact that it's close to DHHS.
That's
a huge benefit for the residents.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I think that, and also the youth build, I believe with the youth build grants, to go back to Mayor Ashton's question, I think we're covering a good chunk of it, but not so much that if we don't get the grant, it would be you know, fiscally problematic for us. And secondly, I believe, if I remember correctly, the youth build grant gives points to previous youth build grant recipients. So if you get it, you get more points in the next application, and it tends to roll over that way. So again, nothing is guaranteed, but the team, I think, has been working really well with it. And that's an aspect of the youth build program that's pretty consistent, is that they award points for people that have previously had not only just grants, but the youth build specific. So I say that mostly because one of my first jobs at HUD was reviewing youth build grant applications when it was over at HUD. Before they took it to labor, and I think that had to be
Department of Labor.
I had to be 6 or 7 when they moved it over there, because I was still working at HUD after they did that. And then they gave the brownfields to the EPA, and just the whole thing took all my grant programs that I worked on at HUD. But anyway, do you need a resolution for us to approve it, or do we need to do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Any more questions from the board?
No, I think it's a good deal. From the little I've been in touch with the office market, $18 a square foot sounds like a very good amount.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'd like to move that we authorize staff to execute a lease for the expanded space.
Second.
All right. Moved and second that we authorize the entering into a lease for the new office space. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will vote aye. All right. Yeah, I think that's good. The square footage. The square footage is the square footage per cost is good. The size and location are good for it. I think it's a good move. For RHE, and that is, we could spend a lot of time searching, and I don't think find as quality an office space for that price within, you know, our city limits of Rockville at this point.
Go through the expense again of relocating an office, refurbishing an office, and on and on and on, that we did only a few years ago.
Yeah, and I would remind everyone, this one does not smell like exhaust fumes. Big.
I will say it does seem like a good cost per square foot piece. The only thing I'll just note is if you can push them, get 5 years so that when the market gets better, they don't jack up the price.
There you go. I think what was the lease terms? I think how many years? What, 10 for this?
Yes, 10.
Yeah.
Yes, 10.
Okay, perfect. That's great. Yeah. I thought you said 3, so that's great. Oh,
no, that's three for the new build grant.
That was the new build grant.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, great. That was 3. Yeah, I think it's good. I fully in support of locking this down and then having that, you know, be, you know, our semi-permanent location, at least for the next good little while. All right, moving on then to the salary study. Christelle, yeah, you want to walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So the salary study, HUD requires every year that we have this salary study done. And we engaged with NARO to conduct that survey, that study. And they presented us with the report, of which the board received the spreadsheet. And it just basically let it tell us, I'm just taking an example for the assistant property coordinator. Mm-hmm. Step one, it will be the minimum. And then step 10 would be the max. So there's just like a range between the minimum and the max. So for the assistant property management, I mean, coordinator, sorry, the minimum will be $37,449. And the max will be, you know, $48,862.45. So depending on the experience and then where the person, the candidate is, that will be, you know, the salary range that they came up with. So the job description for all of positions were provided to them in order for them to do the study. And I think that they did a pretty good job. Providing, you know, everything, and the range seems what actually, you know, we were expecting, especially in the fact that we are in Montgomery County. So that's what I can say about the salary study.
Yeah. How does it compare with what current salaries are?
It is among the range. Yes. Yes, so I would say it was pretty good because I was very surprised. Oh wow, okay, so we're doing pretty good.
Doing all right. Yeah, from what I know over salaries and what was in the final sort of salary schedule that they provided, I thought that we were pretty good in that range.
Yes,
and so which is good because we are sort of in a high cost market and sort of competing against. I thought it was interesting the comparables that they did with DC and H's, and they had the comparables in there. So I think we stack up fairly well actually on the salary mm-hmm. schedule. So I'm very happy with that.
Yes. Are we mid range, higher or lower?
I'll go ahead. We'll go with I believe that's Marashin would go first.
Thank you. I'm just going to note, were we higher, lower, or right in the middle?
We are in the middle.
Okay.
No. Looks to be just about, yeah, for pretty much everyone on that list.
Yes.
Yeah. Esmer, did you have something as well?
I was just going to say, I didn't realize NARO did salary studies. It makes perfect sense. It's an association for PHAs, but I didn't know that was one of their... services.
Yes. Yes. They do a lot.
No,
the turnaround was very quick. I'm sorry, Asmara, go ahead.
Were they expensive?
No, it was about 3,000.
Oh wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the turnaround was very, very quick, and I really liked the consultant that I work with. She was very responsive, and any question that I have, she provided as soon as possible. And we have several meetings to make sure that she got all the information that she need. So she was very good. I would definitely recommend it in case if anybody would like to have a salary study.
Yeah, look about right in the middle of all of those, I think. That's good. Got room to go up. All right. We need a resolution to approve the salary study. Is that correct for this one?
Yes.
All right. Any other questions about the salary study?
No.
No.
All right. In that case, we'll entertain a motion to approve for a resolution to approve the salary study.
I move that the NARO salary study be approved.
Should we stipulate that we're using the format, the draft format that's attached to the report?
Yes.
Yeah. And we've got a board resolution. The official board resolution is in there as well that will fill the blanks in and sign off.
And I second it.
All right. Moved and seconded that we approve the salary study and the resolution. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I will vote aye. All right. 3-0. And I think that's good. That gives us a nice set of numbers to work with.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. All right. And then last but not least on the official agenda is the write-offs, and I think we have one. Is that correct?
Yes, only one.
Only one.
Davis, only one.
Only one. That's enough of one.
Yeah.
My only question is, how does this compare to, I mean, we have to do this, I think, on an annual basis. How does this compare to prior years?
I would say this year it's very good because mm-hmm. prior year it was more than that. There was some, I believe there was one year where we hit about 19,000-20,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this one is, this year is very low. So yes, I'm very happy.
Yeah, that it looks like a pretty good number to me. So with that, James, I move that we approve the public housing tenant account receivable write-offs.
Second.
All right, been moved to second that we approve the tenant account receivable write-offs. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I will vote aye. Yeah, I'm thinking last year or maybe the year before it was a 19 or 20,000 because it was recently much higher than that. It was brutal 1 year. I want to say that was last year or maybe the year before, but it was recently.
I think it was the year before. Yeah.
It was, yeah. I was looking through this and when I got the board packet, I was just kind of hesitantly doing that. Was the last thing I wanted to scroll down to figure it out, and it turns out there was one I thought was pretty good. So
yeah, well, so it's about $500 a month, so I think that's pretty good.
It's not too bad. It's, you know, it could be considerably worse and gives a pretty good indication that we're doing most of our tenants doing all right as well, which is, you know, the important thing. All right, in that case, we will move on to commissioner's comments. We do have one issue to discuss. But I think that, anybody want to, throw anything else out there before we talk about, Councilmember Ashton, sorry.
Sorry. Thank you. A couple quick things.
Mayor,
that's all right. That's all right. I know it's an adjustment.
My bad.
And also I want to acknowledge, I saw you that, Councilmember Shaw is listening in.
Mm-hmm.
One is, I was hearing that we need to look at getting a resident to be on the board. Okay.
We have to fill the fifth slot. We're no longer a small PHA. We've moved on to, I guess we've graduated or grown up into a real adult PHA. But we have to have a resident to fill the open slot right now.
So I just was curious of like, if there's an outreach plan for that, if there's help needed or whatever, I'm happy to knock doors or to put flyers out, whatever you guys need help with. I do think it's a good idea to have a resident.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever way I can be supportive. The second is, I know that, we have received news about our beloved executive director, and I do want to honor and thank Christelle for stepping in. But I know that that's probably going to be on discussion. I don't know if there's going to be a special meeting, and mayor and council is not involved in that, but I just wanted to note that there are a couple of recruiting firms, and I'm sure that Jessica may have shared those directly with you, but I have them as well.
Mm-hmm.
The third is, I am hearing that RHE tax abatement did not happen from the state. I think it's like $150,000. So I am reaching out to the comptroller's office to try to see what I can do and help from my end. I believe Mr. Silverman is doing that as well.
Yeah.
And the last two things are, are we getting the donation links up? at the end of every year, I say, can we get this, make this happen? And I thought we were getting close. I just wanted to check on that.
We are getting close because what we're currently waiting on is two other proposals in terms of their fees and the services, so we can finalize. But we have at least one. Two other, which is a bank, they're supposed to send us a proposal. And we have a third one, where I sent an email and I'm still waiting. So once I have this by next week, we can definitely try to select and start the process to implement, you know, the donation link. But at the same time, we try to change a little bit our website. It's going to look beautiful. And the link also would be on that new website. So yes, we are working on it.
Thank you. I would like to, I will please let me know. I'd like to be one of your first donors.
Fantastic. But,
the my last comment is previously there were some quality housing issues at Scarborough, and fully recognize that you inherited when you bought the property. A lot of maintenance was very deferred. So just are things in a better place now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would, yes.
Yeah. One of the things that I think we went over today is that this month there was a lot of spending on plumbing and updating mm-hmm. repairs and things like that. So Scarborough has got some, like, as you said, quite a bit of deferred maintenance, but we're trying to catch up on that. And then when we do the refinance, that'll give us money to do the substantial mm-hmm. rehab that property sort of needs long-term. All right. And then, so, before we talk, before we talk about Jessica, I did want to move one thing before the David Skull Community Center rehab, project. Have we had the other people do the review yet, or where are we on that?
So today was the deadline for all the review.
Okay.
And we received, and now we're going to share it by Friday. Okay. The result. Yes.
Okay, great. So for just to give everybody the state legislative bond initiative.
It's the legislative bonds. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a term for it, and I always forget whichever one. But the one we got this year was dedicated for the community center at David Skull, updating that windows, kitchen, energy efficiency, all that kind of thing. So we were reviewing the proposals from the contractors for that to spend that money in Maine and fix up the David Skull Community Center that where we used to meet at back in the day. Mm-hmm. But so that should be going on. All right. And then, the last and final big issue we have, Jessica is going to be going to PG County, and we're going to miss her a lot.
Yeah, nightmares came true.
Yeah, I know. But I've got to say that Jessica left us in a much better spot than she here inherited RHE. And I think we're in that a good. Yeah.
No question about that.
Yeah. And I think I got nothing but good things to say about Jessica and her tenure. So we when she gets she's gonna come back for a little bit, and then I think her final is middle of January, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, January 19th.
Yeah. And so we're gonna need to do the executive director think and search. I wanted to ask the board tonight. Do we want to take a time and have a special board meeting, discuss it? Do we want to talk a little bit about it now? Do we want to schedule an executive session to discuss it? What is y'all's thoughts on it before?
I don't think we should delay discussing it.
Okay.
We don't have that much time.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to go into executive session for just a few minutes to discuss the situation.
Okay. In that case, is it all, I know for the folks from the city, if we're going to executive session, I don't want to keep y'all around if y'all don't want to hang out and just wait for us to get out of there. So if y'all, any last thoughts or questions, or if y'all want to, wait, you're more than welcome to hang out, but we might be in there for a few minutes. So,
yeah, I would just like to say to, Mayor Ashton and Council Member Shaw, congratulations on your, elections. Mayor Ashton, you have been a huge supporter in a lot of things behind the scenes that some of us might not even be aware of as far as your support for RHE and your continued support as you're demonstrating tonight. Thank you. We look forward to working with you as mayor, and then to Council Member Shaw, welcome.
Thank you. We just as a heads up, I will just say, it has been an honor and a pleasure. And as I said, this is not a job for me. This is personal. Making sure that we accomplish the mission of RHE is personal. I could have been one of the residents you have helped, one of the children of the residents you helped. So I appreciate everything you all do. It's more than just a meeting. It's a board. It's you're helping to change people's lives and give them safety. So I really deeply appreciate your work and your volunteerism. We are going to have a retreat with the mayor and council on Saturday. There will be some selections on people who are going to put their names forward on who serves on what boards and commissions. So I just wanted to note that there may be some changes, but you will, if there is, you will still always have my support. I will still always be here, and I'll still always be deeply committed to your mission. So I just wanted to say that.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so very much. And I was going to ask actually about when the changeover would come for the liaisons. So I appreciate that. And, you know, you of course are always welcome. Absolutely. And I believe Councilmember Shaw has her hand raised up there.
I just wanted to thank you as well for all the work that you do. And I'm here today to really just to learn and listen in. And I look forward to supporting and working with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thanks everybody. And we appreciate it. I'll in that case, if there's nothing else. And always Mara?
No, I'm just gonna follow up with you guys later. So I will I'll exit the meeting. But I'm just chiming in. Jessica was a great ED. I think she's done a lot for the agency. We've had a great collaborative work between the Housing Authority and the city. Mm-hmm. And Councilmember Ashton has been very supportive. It's great for the city. So it's been a win-win for the city. And the board has been phenomenal. So I hope you continue to push forward.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, y'all. And
thanks, everyone.
Yeah, we appreciate all the support you get from the city. All right. In that case, really briefly, we need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a personnel matter.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Been moved and seconded. We go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Christelle, can you get